This is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the International Forum on Quality and Safety in Healthcare in slightly sunny, surprisingly, Glasgow. And I'm here with
Annalena Høvang Larsen from the Danish Society for Patient Safety.
So we've just been in a session that was called something like Seeding Power to Improve the Lives of Older People, or something similar to that. A lot of discussion about co-production, a lot of discussion about doing things in communities. That was what you were talking about.
Yeah, it is. Well, there is some complex issues, especially according to issues like age depression, that you just can't solve alone. The civil society organizations cannot, and the healthcare workers cannot, because it's too complex. And those who actually need the initiatives and activities that you can do for them, they fly under the radar usually. So my talk was sort of about age depression and how co-creation is a good way of solving complex issues like that, because we need to work together, both civil society and, well, healthcare workers and governments.
So it's kind of an interesting question about kind of who has the power in that situation. And some of what you said kind of touched on that. You talked a little bit about how leading a project like that, you need to know when to help and when to step back. Can you explain to me kind of the issue of power in this co-production stuff?
Yeah, well, I guess this, you're touching on two aspects in this question, because of course, since it's called Seeding Power, well, who has the power in this manner, for instance, of age depression? Well, you can say who has the responsibility, apart from all of us from a human perspective. But then of course it's the local governments of Denmark who have the responsibility to take care of the older citizens. And they've realized they can't do this alone. But when I also talked about at least letting go, that's more like a project leader, because when you work with volunteers, it's not the same as working with healthcare workers who are paid to, for instance, be at a workshop. So in that way, you also need to let go and be open towards, well, what will happen when we put these people together and when we invite volunteers to work with us? Because they need to be equal members. So you can't just decide on a project from the start and then say, and you can come and fill in this part. You need to invite them from the beginning and
You said something about they're not guests in your project, they're integral parts.
Yeah, they're equal members, so they're not guests, and they are also experts. Again, in this matter of age depression, healthcare workers may work with elder people, but the volunteers in this project, who are mainly above the age of 80, they are experts in being old, if you can say it in that way. So you need to sort of respect this and not think that they're just like doing a small part. They're equal members and just as important.
So what struck me in the room in this session here in Glasgow is when it came to having questions, no one asked you any questions at all. But people did ask questions about very, very specific and graspable stuff about the other presentation, which was about frailty and measuring frailty and scales of frailty and implementing actions for frailty. Do you think there's something sometimes difficult to grasp about what co-production is and how it might change things? Because it's not necessarily a program, it's not necessarily a set of rules, it's not necessarily a scale.
I think definitely, like my co-presenter Graham Ellis, who did an amazing presentation as well, I think, but of course, yeah, there's more data, and it's very much something that you can copy directly being a healthcare worker, because that was all within the program of healthcare, you have to let go of control a bit when you invite someone from third sector, fourth sector into this program. And also, I think it's difficult. You need to, don't know necessarily which results you'll get. But also, of course, it requires a lot of effort, because you need to be able to, well, first of all, want to listen to them. And you also, well, it takes more time, because you, of course, they don't have the same knowledge that you do. They're experts in some fields, but you're experts in others. And, well, I really think also you need to find the right case. I know in Denmark, all local governments talk about they want to do co-creation. And this that we have done in three local governments, that is a really good case of co-creation, because age depression is such a complex issue and you need to address it from many different perspectives and ways. So that's like a good way to start if you want to work with co-creation. But in many other terms, also in Denmark, when you invite volunteers, you need to make sure that it's not just that they do work that employees should have done, but just because you well, fired people, and then you can use volunteers instead. So you need to make sure that you use it in the way where co-creation shows itself as it, at its best.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that.